This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He's coming in and helping me out. And helping you guys out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Yes, Tab is 100% employee owned. It's something that both Ronald Reagan and Bernie Sanders can agree on. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so we agree about it too as an employee owner. So we're very excited about that. You can join us. We're looking for folks. Go over our career page. I mean, everybody's looking for folks, but figured if I got the moment here, I'm going to use it. Feel free to check out our career page and see if you would like to be an employee owner too. All right. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock and we're going to do a test. You know, we've done of our 27 years or 8 years, almost three decades. We've done some stuff here on the show. And this time we're going to try to enhance our Facebook feed. And we're going to have the world famous Joey Burgoyne to help us on at the 10:05 hour here to try to.
So if this doesn't work, who do we call?
That's me. It's my fault. If it doesn't work, it's my fault. I think I've got it laid out so it will, but we're going to try to add a remote video and audio component to our Facebook feed so that if we get Wes on or other folks on, we're going to try to invite them to actually be on video through the Facebook page. So if you want to see if we crash and burn, be sure to be over on WTIC's Facebook page at 10:05 at least, and you'll see how our test goes. Because, of course, we don't have a studio to test this normally during the week, so we have to do it live, right? Live demo, why not?
Yeah.
So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. The lines are already starting to ring. But as usual and customary, we do have news. So we want to bring you up to date on some crazy things in the tech world.
Oh, yeah. This is really crazy.
Yep.
It involves, of course, everybody's fake money cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Now,
you too can make a coin.
Yeah. you literally, yes. You can just make a coin. Mm-hmm. I have a CNET article here about a kind of a scandal that took place with a cryptocurrency that most people have never heard of. It's called Luna.
Yeah, okay. I never heard of it until you brought it up today.
Right. Now, apparently it was trading at $85.
85 real American greenbacks.
For one Luna.
One fake.
As of like
crypto.
Last week or so.
Gotcha.
It's part of a blockchain.
Yes.
Called Terra.
Mm-hmm.
Which also has another currency attached to it called UST.
All right.
And UST was created as a stable coin.
Yes, they actually had to call it that.
Yes.
Wonder why they had to do that.
Well, here's the thing. It is locked to the value of the dollar.
Oopsie.
So one of these UST is worth one US dollar all the time. It's pegged.
Okay? It's never going to be worth more.
Never going to be worth more, never going to be worth less.
All right.
Now, in order to buy one, you have to what they call burn
Terra. You got to burn Terra.
So you have this free-floating cryptocurrency called Terra that you bought and sold at various prices.
Uh-huh.
If you want to buy a UST and get one solid American dollar for it, you have to burn Terra to buy it.
Nothing sketchy about that.
So that removes Terra from the money field, as it were, for Terra.
Okay.
It's a little bit odd, and you're looking at me funny.
It sounds like a multi-level marketing scheme.
I'm sure I had that look on my face when I'm reading the article.
Yes.
It's meant to be a hedge.
Right.
You're meant to be able to take some of your Terra and move it into USTs if you think there's going to be a price drop in Luna.
This is all fake money.
And then when it goes back up, you can get it. This is intended for people who are really serious about trading cryptocurrency.
You go, Kyle.
It's meant to fuel them.
Right.
And like I said, the stable coin was intended as a hedge.
So what happened? Why is this a story?
Well, both of these currencies, both of them, even the one that's supposed to be pegged to the dollar, are now worth pennies each, if that.
So a dollar's not worth a dollar anymore? Welcome to this economy. We won't go there, but go ahead.
And what the CNET article goes over what happened, but the bottom line is this stable coin.
Yeah.
Because somebody sold off a lot of it all at once. I mean, a real huge amount.
Yeah.
It became unpegged.
Gotcha.
And people started dumping it.
Right.
They then started dumping Terra.
Right. Why burn Terra if you can't get the other one anyway?
Right. Because, yes, exactly.
It's obvious.
Okay.
Right. Even for a crypto.
So now both of these cryptocurrencies are essentially worthless.
So $40 billion, you had said? To me, off air, you probably didn't say it on there yet.
Yes,
but it was worth $40 billion.
According to CNET,
$40 billion real dollars.
The entire market value of the Terra, was $40 billion up till last week.
Uh huh. And now
that market cap is now $641 million.
Oh well.
So it's lost just under $39.5 billion.
In their money.
I don't even know what to say about that. And it's all because of quirks in how these things are traded.
It's all smoke and mirrors, Dennis.
Well, it wasn't like somebody exploited the blockchain and managed to manipulate it algorithmically or something.
No.
It wasn't a
flaw. Although they can do that.
Well,
and
yes,
you can split the value of coins.
Which is another problem.
As a group, you can vote to do it.
Correct. And that's a different problem.
Yeah.
But this isn't a matter of the computation involved. It's just a matter of how people reacted to the value of what they had. And it imploded.
Good.
Just boom, gone.
Another one bites the dust. We're watching Bitcoin tank. And then in the news this week, Coinbase is an exchange, right? And they had to put in some sort of report to the SEC. And the funny part about this is he had to explain what would happen if Coinbase goes bankrupt. Not that it's going to happen. He just said, in the event that we go bankrupt, he had to have a statement in there that says, basically, because custodially held crypto assets may be considered to be the property of a bankruptcy estate, in the event of bankruptcy, the crypto assets they hold, this is Coinbase, the people you put your money in to do your fake money in to get your real money out. Those crypto assets they hold in custody on behalf of our customers could be subject to the bankruptcy proceedings. And of course, you, the customers who put your fake money in there to be transferred out, you're going to have to wait until the real creditors get their real money first. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, but the word duh comes to mind. I mean, this is not a regulated bank, guys. This is the issue with this stuff. You're believing the same people. Actually, you're believing slimier people than the ones that told you that when Moody's told you that, you know, mortgage-backed securities was a good bet. Those are real industries, right? Real institutions that you're supposed to believe. And those guys said, oh, yeah, mortgage-backed securities are a good bet. The most creepy people on the planet are coming up with crypto, laughing all the way to the bank. And you guys are putting your real money in there. You should not be surprised when you see a statement from Coinbase like this. It says, by the way, you're the last on the bankruptcy list to get your fake money back.
I can't even believe that. How would I, as a customer of Coinbase,
right,
by, just by virtue of the fact that I do business with them,
right,
become liable for their bankruptcy.
That's you're
right. Just insane.
It would seem insane.
It's as if I was participating in it, and then I did something that caused the bankruptcy to occur.
Well,
so therefore I am liable, and I can lose assets because of that.
I would contend you are. If you put your money in there doing this, you are liable for bringing down the company. But you, I'll put this up there for you guys to read yourselves. Again, the CEO says, you know, not that anything's going wrong. You know, not that we're going to go bankrupt. But if we were to go bankrupt. So we'll put a link up there for you guys, and you can see just what's going on in the crypto world. Do you want to bring up that poor universities issue there, Dennis?
Oh, this is very sad.
It is.
There is a university in Illinois.
Yep. 157 years old.
Yeah, very, very old. It is a rural, historically black college.
Mm-hmm.
They've had some struggles over the last 15 years or so,
mm-hmm,
since the real estate bubble.
Yeah, 1,100 students on average.
But they were making it. They were getting by.
Yep.
And they were hit by ransomware late last year.
Yep.
And because of all the costs associated with that, plus their systems being down...
Mm-hmm.
For as long as they were,
mm-hmm,
they can no longer afford to keep going, so they're shutting down.
It's sad.
Very sad.
And they even kind of talked about this. After surviving the economic crisis of 1887, a major campus fire in 1912, the Spanish flu of 1918, the Great Depression,
right,
World War II, the 2008 right, global financial crisis. I brought that up earlier. You can thank Moody's and the guys who rated
right,
the mortgages for that.
Sure.
They survived all that. The lights are now out because of fake money called cryptocurrency being used to ransom the college. And why do we allow this? Because we're dinglings. Why do we allow crypto to exist? Because we're dinglings. I can make a coin right now.
Sure,
I shouldn't have
could.
The ability to make a coin. Would you buy a Tab coin? I mean, it's worth $1 million.
I work at Tab, but that's...
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you it's worth $1 million. Well, if Terra stablecoin can say it's worth a buck, then my coin's worth $1 million. Pick a number.
Right.
It's crazy, guys. This is
crazy.
Looney Tunes. I don't know what we're smoking as a people, but the guys doing the crypto are laughing all the way to the bank. And the Bitcoin guys are so mad because Bitcoin was supposed to be the only coin, right? And you go to a Bitcoin conference and bring up crypto, and I'll string you up.
Oh, yeah. Don't mention Ethereum or any of the others. No way.
You'll be flogged and drawn and quartered if you bring up crypto at a Bitcoin conference. So this is all craziness. And this poor university, that was the final nail. So we'll put the link up here for you guys to read and check it out. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, Dennis and I. And we're going to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, or concerns. Roger and John, hang on. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. Two lines open for you guys. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We do take payment of cryptocurrency if you'd like. You know, we'll just send it to Joey's wallet. Let's go to Roger first in Manchester. You there, Roger?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. This time when I push the button once, it works. This phone is back and forth every time, Joey. What can I do for you, sir? Or we do for you, sir? What's up?
Okay, I've got five different email addresses.
You have five different email personalities?
Well, no, email addresses.
All right.
And my problem is Google kept telling me that I had to change my password. They recommend every 6 months. And finally, after 5 years, I decided I was going to change it.
Right.
The problem is the account email that I use for the recovery email, I can't access because I can't remember the password. the phone number associated with that email or the recovery email, I no longer have.
Yep.
And I cannot recover my, I can't get my recovery email to change my password to access my other accounts, so I've had to redo the five different email addresses under different characters.
Under different characters? Like, again, personalities? What do you mean? What are you talking about, Roger?
Well, in other words, like, okay, let's say I had abc@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the recovery email is xyz@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so because I can't recover the password,
right,
or redirect the password for abc@gmail.com, I have to use the recovery Gmail, xyz@gmail.com.
Right.
The problem is I can't recover xyz@gmail.com because I no longer have access to that phone number that was associated with it.
Right. And these are all Gmail accounts, right, Roger?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Is there a way I can do it? Because I've tried calling Google, and that's, you know, like talking to the clouds out there.
Well, don't talk to them. The chat support for Google is really very good.
It is.
I don't know why it's so good, but it's helped me for some really weird problems. So try the chat. But I don't know, as far as you're going to have to work with Google, because you got to prove to them that you are who you say you are without the recoveries, right? And without a phone number. You could just be some guy calling saying, hey, I want access to ABC. And they're like, well, prove to me you're Roger.
Right. Also,
I would tell you to consider not having your recovery accounts on the same platform. You should have your recovery accounts on maybe your internet service provider or vice versa. You shouldn't use the same platform as a recovery account. Like, it should be at, if your internet was Cox, it'd be at cox.net, right? That should be your recovery. A completely different platform, completely different security. Just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay.
But you're really kind of stuck with, I mean, did you do any research to find any luck here?
Well, I found a page from Gmail that describes different methods to recover your account.
Right.
We can post that, but I'm pretty sure he's probably gone through some of that.
Right. You went through those issues that you with those options there, Roger? You went and checked that out?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're stuck with Google. You're going to have to work with them to prove you are who you say you are.
Yeah. Well, that's not hard to do. I mean,
okay, good. And use the chat support. Oh, go ahead. Do you have anything else?
Oh,
Dennis?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Use the chat support to see if you can get them to work with you. They are very good on the chat. I don't know why, but they just are. And you should get some help, and then, of course, write your password down somewhere and then use a different platform for your recovery email, and you'll be much better off.
Okay. Chat support at google.com or gmail.com?
If you go on Gmail and look for support, there should be chat. We should be able to find a link for that for you, Roger.
Yeah, and we're going to try to get a link for that.
And they do a very good job. They've solved all sorts of weird problems for me.
Okay, but I mean, to get to the chat support, is that chat support at Google or at Gmail or at Google?
And Gmail and Google are the same thing.
Same company.
Right.
And you'll be using, you can use a web browser chat, or you can literally, it's a chat within your phone, whatever browser you're using. They probably would prefer Chrome. And you can go chat away, tell them your issue. They'll be just as confused as we are. But then once you get through that, you'll be okay. I would bet you they're going to recover it for you, but we have no way to get around recovering it for you.
Yeah, you know, but I figured you guys, I'm a long-time listener,
yeah,
first-time caller, but so I figured maybe you guys would have an answer. And so far, you're batting 1,000.
Well, yeah, it's a tough one because it's all on that one platform. That's why you spread it around across other platforms, so you're able to, confirm yourself through other methods. That'll be helpful.
The only problem, like I said, I know the Gmail account.
Yeah.
But the phone number was when we were down south in North Carolina.
Yep. So go give it a shot, Roger, on the chat. Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
All right. I wish we could do more for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye. It's just not an easy way to solve those issues when you're within the actual platform.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, maybe get one of the free-level Proton Mail accounts and use that as your backup. Or maybe use that as the real account. Use the other runs as a backup.
As your primary. Yeah. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We are going to do a live test. You know, why not? What the heck? You know, we'll see how it goes. At 10:05, we're going to try to enhance our Facebook page and try to see when we do our live broadcast if we can actually bring a third party on and have the audio and video work from wherever that third party is. It should work.
It should.
We'll see. And the world-famous Joey Burgoyne is going to test it for us. So we'll see that. So get online, guys, before we get the news right now with Morgan. Thank you. His name flew out of my head. Stick around for the news. We'll be right back. All right. Thank you, Morgan. I'll remember your name. I don't know what happened there. That was so weird. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We fixed the audio on the Facebook page. It literally, you should see how this thing runs. There's so many things plugged into so many areas to make this Facebook thing work. And Zuckerberg, of course, does its throttling. So who knows if you're all getting to see it anyways. But we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 are the numbers. And I'm curious if you have crypto and you're part of that Luna crash, or you're watching Coinbase smolder and you're watching your Bitcoin, follow the market down, which it's not supposed to do. I'd love to talk to you guys. I'm sure you also saw the new Madonna NFTs. I mean, if you did, don't even bother Googling it because you're going to get grossed out. But she's selling pictures of herself, right? I mean, just like that's all they are, right? An NFT is just a digital picture. And so we should come up, Dennis, with the we should just draw some bridges, like hand draw. I'm not a very good drawer, but I can use a pencil and just draw out a bridge and call it an NFT and sell it for whatever.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? So it seems to be the thing. But you guys have great to join us this morning. We're going to go to John down there in Florida. What's happening down there, John?
Hey, good morning. Pleasure to talk to you guys.
Oh yeah,
I've been listening to you guys since the early '90s, so I've been with you forever.
Oh, thanks.
Moved down to Florida 3 years ago from Connecticut. Happy about it.
I'm sure you are.
I want to talk to you about Webroot.
Yeah.
Last year, you folks were, talking up about it,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to give it a try. And
yeah.
Everything seemed to be working well. And the first thing I checked was the dashboard to see if I'd be able to stop the automatic payments.
Mm-hmm.
And I could. It said I could. It showed me that I could.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's coming up in July for renewal,
yep.
and I cannot shut it off at all. And it seems since they've apparently they merged with Carbonite.
They did.
That might be the reason why. I don't know, but there's no way I can stop it other than locking my card, which is what I'm planning on doing.
How crazy is that, right?
Yeah,
it is crazy.
You can't.
And I don't understand it, but. I really don't need it, so I'm thinking. I was going to just close it.
Yeah. So we've actually had a change of heart on Webroot.
I've been hearing you talk that way.
Yeah, it happens, yeah. Right? I mean, the thing about technology in our business, and the thing about tech geeks in general, is the moment where we find it not work or wronged in any way, we take it personally, and we Reddit it. We'll throw you out the window instantly.
Yeah.
But in this case of Webroot, we did decide to go a different route for our antivirus, and we would recommend, believe it or not, Windows Defender.
Yep. I've heard you say that.
Yeah, so you should uninstall Webroot.
Have you heard this from anybody else where they're unable to stop the automatic payments?
No, but it doesn't surprise me when you have companies like Microsoft who will increase your prices if you don't pay annually by 40% for your 365. These companies, I don't know what they're doing. You're just yet another commodity to them.
Right.
So right. I haven't heard this particular issue. I would tell you.
I wanted to let you know
in case you
hadn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
And my intention is to just lock the card so they can't hit it.
Well, that's going to affect everything else, though, you do on that card.
Well, I've already planned for that. I've already changed my other cards. So there's nothing else that's going to hit that card other than Webroot. So I'll just lock the card.
Right, but that seems so crazy you have to do that.
You shouldn't have to. No. You should not have to do that. But
yeah.
I don't want them to hit me for another $50 or whatever it is.
I agree. Heck, you want to hear something even worse? I picked up a new client, and we've talked about this. This is a little bit of shop talk about our day jobs, but this client's MSP provider said if there's only way you could tell them that you didn't want them anymore would be to send them a letter 6 months, registered letter. The old post office had to be a registered letter 6 months before you decided you wanted to terminate them, or you would automatically be renewed for 3 years.
That's ridiculous.
What?
Yeah.
And we hear this all the time.
What do you have a dashboard for if you can't adjust things?
Right. Or what do you have a contract like that for if you can't earn your keep every month? You're going to force your customer to pay you whether even though they hate your guts? That's crazy. But that's what we see out there in the MSP world in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So you're
well,
not,
I have
it's
a
the
plan,
same thing.
So I figured I'd just let you guys know in case you haven't heard about this. But,
appreciate it.
But that is the situation. And again, I appreciate you guys. I love listening to you on your podcast.
Awesome.
Can't get WTIC down here, but the podcasts work excellent.
Yeah, you can use the Odyssey app and listen to us, or you can watch us over on the Facebook page.
Yes, yeah, I saw that too. But the podcast works good for me because I'm in the vehicle a lot.
Awesome. Well, we're glad.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, it seems so desperate that these companies are forcing all this stuff and forcing this. I mean, that example of that client, I mean, he's like, yeah, Eric, if I wanted to get rid of this guy, I had to get rid of him 6 months before the end date, send a registered letter saying we want to let you go.
And then the renewal period is for 3 years?
Automatically. Yeah, locks you back in for 3 years. Our clients can, you know, let us go with 30-day notice. We're not afraid to earn your business. It is what it is.
That's true.
You know? So it's crazy out there. But it's what's happening in the industry. It's happening with everything. I mean, I was talking to a dentist who was looking to change his Microsoft 365 because he doesn't want to pay for it annually. It went up a big chunk and doesn't really need some of the features. All he needs is a mailbox. And we started talking to him and said, hey, what about renting Crowns? I mean, Crowns as a service. Isn't that how Microsoft is doing it, right? Some people would say Crowns as a service is a thing because they're expensive and you may pay for them over time. But imagine if you could rent your crown from your dentist. The dentist would retire a lot sooner, probably. So, I don't know. It's crazy. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Karen in Windsor next. What's happening, Karen?
Hey, guys. I called last week with the 2010, Office 2010 questions.
All right. Did we help you or did we cause problems?
No, actually, it was a great help.
Oh, good.
Could not find, nor did I have the file you said to look for, which was office setup.exe.
Yeah, that's right. We were trying to give you a way to load the old Office 2010
right.
on a new machine.
Now I remember, yeah.
All right, so what finally happened?
And I searched all over the place, so couldn't find it. And then learned that 2010 cannot be downloaded because it's out of support into Windows 11, which I think you told me to.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did find was I have a copy of and licensed copy of Office 2013.
Ah, all right.
Oh, yeah, better.
So, and that is can be used on Windows 11, so I downloaded it.
Mm-hmm.
My license is still valid, and it will be, you know, supported until some strange place and time.
I was
also able to set up my files that, when I saved them, went to the C drive, so I'm happy about that.
Good.
And as I loaded Office 2013, and looked at, I only use Office and rather Word and Excel. I remember now why I stayed with 2010.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it's anyway. But I'm keeping it on my Windows 10 machine because it's still valid on there.
Okay.
But I'm in the Word program, and I have the ribbon up there, and I was able to set my background to a dark gray so I could see, because everything is that awful white.
Yeah.
But in the ribbon portion, there's a section that's called paragraph.
Yes.
And I cannot see what's in there. It's light gray on characters and fonts. On light gray, I can't really tell, but if I look at my 2010 version, it's in dark or black characters. Can I alter that? The rest of the ribbon has black font.
Might be in your view settings, maybe.
Yeah, that's possible. Or if you right click on an empty part of the ribbon,
right.
Yep.
I think you can click customize ribbon.
Got it.
And there might be settings somewhere in one of those menus.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Right. Okay. If you can do that, Dennis, that's why he earns the big bucks, guys.
And it's well worth it. Thank you so much. I'm looking at it. It doesn't So
let me see if what I can come up with from here.
Yeah. So when you change it to gray, Microsoft said, okay, well, I'll change the background to gray, but our font's gray too. Good luck seeing the characters.
No, but the others aren't.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I hear you.
I know the paragraph. Everything that Microsoft decides for us is valid and that we should all appreciate it.
Yes, we should.
I don't need glasses, but I cannot see.
You must conform or be cast out.
Yep.
In that ribbon, customized ribbon dialogue,
yes.
Where you can move buttons around and stuff,
yes.
Down at the bottom right, there is a button marked reset.
Oh, yeah.
And you might be able to reset your configuration back to what it was when it started.
And then see
and
it
maybe
again.
Maybe that'll work better. I don't know if you can keep that dark background for the ribbon.
Right.
But you might be able to get back to where you were.
Yeah, I just want to be able to read what the options are.
That would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give that a try.
All right, Karen. Okay.
Otherwise, Windows 11 is I can live with it.
Yeah, so far so good for you.
Yeah, so thank you guys. Thanks very much.
Our pleasure.
So long.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. A couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842. And then coming up at 10:05, Joey Burgoyne is going to test something with us on our Facebook Live. So if you go over to WTIC's Facebook page, you'll see whether we crash and burn on our test. And I think we're going to be successful. But considering you never know if the phone button in here is two pushes or one, maybe we won't be. But we're sure going to try. But, you know, what are you going to do? This is an analog medium converted to digital. Then it goes over HD, 96.5 HD2. I mean, holy smoke, that 1080 sounds amazing on that station. Unless you run into somewhere near Castle Crag, it cuts out in that spot there. It's really frustrating. But that's okay. Let's go on to Leo in Simsbury, who thinks he has an answer for us. Hey, Leo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What can we do for it? You're going to help our guy in Florida with his WebRoot issue, huh?
Yeah. What happened was I renewed, and then I got double billed. So I did a trouble ticket, and
yeah.
That seemed to take care of the problem. They did reimburse my credit card, like, the next day.
Okay. Well, that was nice customer service, but he doesn't even want to get billed at all. How can you stop that?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Oh, okay. But at least they have good customer service when they bill you twice.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and you have to do it online because they took their phone number down, so you can't call them anymore.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be heard from anymore. I don't understand.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, at least they got good customer service over there.
No, even if it is computational and not vocal.
Yeah, and they bill you twice. There you go. All right, let's go to Barbara in West Hartford. What's happening, Barbara?
Hi.
Hi.
I replaced my old computer.
All right.
And so I want to wipe out all my personal stuff on the old one so I can sell it or whatever.
All right, so I'm going to let Dennis give you some of the ways of doing that. There's the basic ways, which I'm sure he's going to give you, and then we can even give you ways to do some digital shredding if we want to do something to that effect.
Actually,
I don't do anything fancy, so it's, you know, like Word documents, pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't want that data getting to anybody else.
Actually, if it's a Windows 8 or 10 computer that you're getting rid of, there is a factory recovery option. And that will do the digital shredding. There is an option within the wizard when you're telling it to go back.
Yeah.
You can tell it to do a secure removal of the data.
I did not know that.
Isn't that when it says go back to factory settings?
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's what I'm talking about. One of the questions, you'll be asked a few questions. Some of them are, you sure you want to do this?
Are you really,
probably
really
going to
sure?
be more than one of those in the sequence.
Right.
But one of the questions will be how you want the data deleted from the drive, and do you want to do a secure delete? And that's what it is.
Okay.
And I believe it will do the DoD defense standard triple rewrite.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I think so.
Nice.
I think that's the protocol.
Does it leave the word program, though? It just
No, it's going to take all that off.
All gone.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah, right. And if you're getting rid of the computer, you want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to leave that program running for somebody else because you only have an activation for yourself. And yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Barb.
Okay.
So that'll work.
And that takes care of everything, pictures and Excel and
yeah,
everything?
DoD triple rewrite is going to cover everything.
And how do I get that? Do I just...
How do you get to that field?
Yeah.
All right. We'll give you a link on how to do that.
We'll put up a link. Mikey G will get it out to Facebook and Twitter, and I'll get it on the website. And it'll be a Microsoft article telling you how to reset your PC.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Our pleasure, Barb.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You should be careful about this stuff. You do want to make sure your data is removed. Some people go as far as literally taking the hard drive out after that and smashing it. But if you want to give it to somebody else and it still has life, this is a good way to do that, as long as it's going to do that triple write. So when it does a triple write, it writes zeros and ones in a quote-unquote random way. I say quote-unquote because, believe it or not, there's nothing technically random. There's no AI yet that tells you what a random method is. But it's going to write zero and ones. But from what I understand, it can be undone depending on how much time you take. But that's for the real NSA, FBI type folks to be able to do something like that. But
yeah, you need a lot of resources to pull that off.
Yeah,
you do.
And there's Shredder software. If it's built in, that's neat. I never knew that. Learn something new every day on the show there, Dennis. Let's go on to Ron and Agawam next. What's happening, Ron?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Enjoy your show, and I've been listening for many years.
Awesome.
My question is, I keep getting something from Microsoft. I'm running a Lenovo laptop, and they want to upgrade me to 11. I was wondering if it's worth it. Yet.
Okay.
I know eventually it will be.
Yeah, yet is the key word here.
Yes. How old is the computer?
It's about 2 years old. And at the time I bought it, it was a bleeding edge gamer laptop.
All right. Well, that was the first thing that we need to think about, because if a computer at this point is 5 years or older, I wouldn't even entertain it.
Nope.
If it's 2 years, then it will handle Windows 11.
It should. We'll put that in quotes.
I'm pretty sure it will.
Okay? I agree with Dennis.
Anything from Microsoft is always, it should.
Exactly. I completely agree with Dennis and what he's saying, but I always put it in quotes when it comes from Microsoft.
There's always some little weird thing that might block it.
Yeah.
Now, it's a laptop, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You can go ahead and update it now. I've had good luck with my laptop that I upgraded to Windows 11, a month and a half ago?
Yep.
And I haven't had a bit of trouble with it. As a matter of fact, a couple of funky little Wi-Fi things have actually been straightened out since then.
Nice.
I don't know if that was due to Windows 11 or a driver update that HP put out just before that.
Right.
That may have improved it and also put in Windows 11 compatibility for that hardware. I don't know that.
Right.
But it did work. But you can always hold off.
Yeah.
The thing you have to remember is that Windows 10 is still going to be supported until 2025.
Right.
Oh, that long. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you theoretically could wait another year or two and then punch the button and go.
Download now.
Right. Eventually they're going to trick you into clicking on it anyways, I think.
The bottom line is, back when they released it in October, we were telling people don't.
Right.
It's almost months old now, or it is 6 months old.
Yeah.
Now is the time when you start thinking about, is it okay? It might be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Always leery about new Microsoft products.
As we all should always wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even the ones that have been around for a while, I've got a story about Windows Server breaking authentication for users. I mean, that's what Windows Server does. It credentials things. I mean, yeah. It's good to be concerned, Ron. So hopefully that helps you. It's really up to you. You have a young enough machine. It should work.
But before you do it, back up your data.
Yeah, just in case.
Back it up and have a good backup that you know that you can get the data from.
Yep. Yeah,
I have several.
Do
several,
a restore test.
Right. Several gigs of thumb drives.
Good. All right.
And well, I do back up. I'm a picture file person. So
okay.
It's lots of family photos and stuff. I always back that up. I know better.
Yeah, I'd be curious, Ronnie, how long the update takes. You're going to call us back next weekend and let us know.
I'm not even sure if I'm going to do it. I'll wait until they send me another update saying download now kind of thing.
Sounds good. All right, Ron.
I let them tell me that it's available.
All right. Fair enough. All right. We got to let you go.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome,
Thank
sir.
You.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.